Good morning. It's 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. And you're also about to hear a lot about the Sitka State Fair. I have three guests joining me this morning. I have Jeff Budd, who's an organizer and representing the Greater Sitka Arts Council. I have Darby Osborne, who is a chicken wrangler. And I have Cindy Edwards, who knows a lot about music and entertainment. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
I hope I got everybody's title correct. We'll see. But, Jeff, Sitka State Fair, very ambitious.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be this Sunday, the 19th, at what was formerly called the Centennial Building, but for Sunday will be the Exposition Hall.
Very nice.
Very nice. And it's from open to the public from noon to 5 p.m. And then if you had some kind of thing that you wanted to bring to a fair, traditionally fairs have different crafts, hobbies, collections. We'll have cupcake judging, pies, breads, fruit and vegetable art, canned fish, canned vegetables, collections. I already said the hobbies, crafts. It's not a craft fair. Live chickens, jams and jellies, and there'll be the photo contest from Harry Race there. So that's kind of more of a typical fair to judge different things. So we'll have ribbons for everybody. For second and third, three age categories, 0 to 10, 11 to 17, 18 and above.
That was a lot of information.
Is that too fast?
We're going to slow it down.
Okay,
we're going to bring it down.
All right.
So when I think State Fair,
No rides, sorry, not this year.
Not this year.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you gotta introduce something new every year to sort of keep people's interest. So food, we're a very food-oriented community.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's going to be easy to get participants to bring different things.
Well, I hope so. That's what we'll find out. So if you, for example, Holly wanted to make cupcakes,
yes,
or Miss Darby wanted to make cupcakes, or whatever those categories are, and we will be ready for surprise entries, too.
Oh.
So somebody, you know, the things that I said, those are the ones we're ready for. But if somebody brought down something and said, well, I want this judge, we'll figure it out. So you would bring it down between 9 and 11. We would register your name, give you a number so it's anonymous. And then from 11 to 12, the judges will have almost 20 judges. We'll go through there, and there will be a set of criteria. And then there will be awarded ribbons in the age categories in the first, second, third, and participant. And then from noon to 5, people can come and see what was brought in, enjoy the entertainment, and the food that's going to be there to eat. That's not part of the food that was brought in to be judged.
You have to have a little bit of a chaos tolerance, not knowing how much food, how much participation is going to show up. You okay with that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm as curious as can be, because we've had some people that have already sent in their application. I just got two right here. And some people have sent their things in advance, but I expect, this being Sitka, people will show up between 9 and 11, and we'll have three or four people registering them, and we'll go from there. We'll be ready for the chaos.
Oh, it won't be chaotic. It'll just be,
a lot of
participation,
yes,
at the last minute.
There you go.
Very fun. So, Darby, you're not baking something, but you're bringing a chicken?
Yeah.
And what's your chicken's name?
Ducky.
Ducky. All right. And do you have more than one chicken?
Yeah. What? I have five.
Five chickens. How long have you been raising them?
About 2 or 3 years.
Okay. So you could school us a little bit about raising chickens. So why are you picking Ducky to take to the fair?
Well, I think she's my favorite chicken, and I think she's the prettiest, maybe. And I like her comb.
You like her comb?
Mm-hmm.
What's special about it?
Well, it's really big, and at first we thought she was a rooster, but now we know that she's a hen because she's laying eggs.
Oh, how fun. It's fun to discover those things. So, Darby, with your chickens, I mean, did you have to give some of them a hard talk, like, I can only take one? Did you have to make the other chickens feel bad?
No.
Will they all get a turn, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Any advice for people bringing their chickens to the fair?
Well, keep them in the cages.
Yeah, that's probably a very good idea. Yeah, and I'm not sure, and I'll ask the organizers, if these chickens will ever leave their cages.
Well, that will depend on the judges, but they need to be in the cage. And they cannot be in the building, and because we have food in the front of the building, the chickens will be, and any other critters that people bring will be in the back, underneath the eave in the back door closest to the ramp. And so that's where they'll be kept and displayed and judged as well.
Great. And Darby, do you like, do you have friends that also have chickens?
Yeah.
And do you ever have play dates with their chickens, or do you like to visit their chickens?
No.
No.
So well, I do like to visit their chickens, but I don't get to very much.
Okay, so this might be an opportunity for you to see what other people have chickens and maybe talk about, I don't know, trade secrets.
Yeah.
sort of things. Okay, that sounds great. And then, are there other animals other than chickens that will arrive?
There's a rumor that there might be bunnies.
The bunnies always crash the party.
That's probably true. But we'll see what happens. But I've talked to two people that said, well, can we bring bunnies? And I said, you can do whatever you like. And then we'll figure it out. That will be some of the surprise categories. I know there's going to be stuff.
Can't compare bunnies to chickens. That's just wrong.
No, we probably won't.
I don't know. And the categories, like best looking chicken.
Probably.
I like that.
Best looking chicken, maybe plumpest chicken, prettiest chicken. I guess that's the same as best looking.
We went Latin there for a moment. Plumpest chickenus.
Plumpest chickenus, yeah. We're going to be ready for anything, and actually we have three judges that will be specifically for surprise entries. And so it will fall to them to come up with what the categories or criteria for judging bunnies are. But what I did was I went online and looked at other fairs and what they do use to judge different categories.
And that's great. And while all that looking at food and looking at chickens, there's going to be some entertainment. So, Cindy, what's happening?
Well, Jeff has put some great entertainment together there up on the main stage. The Sitka Spruce Highland Dancers are going to do their thing, which is great. Sitnik, they're a klezmer band that's awesome. They're going to play for a set. The Sitka Skippers, and there's a very special skipper sitting to my left, will be there. They'll be doing a great performance. And salsa will be happening. You might even get a chance to learn how to salsa. And square dancing with Fishing for Cats is happening as well. And Jamie and myself will be doing a set that we've been working on that's really fun. And so it's just going to be a good time. There'll just be good music and entertainment happening through the whole event.
What's missing from this Sitka State Fair that someone
wouldn't... Food.
The food. So not just your entries, but that we'll get to eat something wonderful.
Right. Well, they're typically in a state fair, there's a midway. So the midway for us will be outside the Centennial Building on that porch, and it will include fry bread and baked goods, and there'll be a man doing ribs and some Filipino food and some American food and some cotton candy and teriyaki sticks and bowls and black cod tips.
Sweet. And I think what needs to happen for next year, I did hear teriyaki on a stick. That's sort of the trademark, right? You're supposed to have something fried on a stick.
You want to know what the fried food will be for next year?
I do.
Pop-Tarts.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, deep-fried Pop-Tarts, deep-fried chocolate Pop-Tarts, and maybe chocolate-covered hot dogs.
And I like that our guests are having this sort of pleasure-pain look on their face of how that might sound great, it might not, I don't know. But this feels really traditional for a very first Sitka State Fair.
Didn't they, what were they deep-frying before the...
They've done butter.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Oreos.
Twinkies.
Yeah, Twinkies, Ho-Hos, they've deep-fried it all.
But they haven't deep-fried Pop-Tarts, maybe.
Maybe.
Deep-fried peanut butter.
I'm glad that this is being recorded so we can, hold accountable for next year. It's going to be good.
And the Ferris wheel we're going to bring in next year, and the rhinos, too.
It's good to start small and then see what goes from there. And how can people contact you if they have questions?
They can call me at 747-4821. Thank you for asking. Or they can go to sitkaarts.org, and they can look at the schedule of events. They can get the entry form if they decide they want to do something. And so, again, it's this Sunday, the 19th, 9 to 11. Bring down whatever you'd like to enter into the fair to be judged. And then the fair opens to the public from 12 to 5. And there'll be food and entertainment.
That sounds fantastic. And the Greater Sitka Arts Council did a lot of work.
Yes, ma'am.
To make this happen. Anyone else sponsoring?
We're sponsored by Guardian Flight, C-Mart Quality Foods, and the Harry Race Photo Department. And then Brenner's also gave us the hearts that are in part of the photo contest. And where else can you see a chicken named Ducky?
I know. Lots to do, lots to see, something delicious to eat. I'd like to thank my guests, Jeff, Darby, and Cindy, telling us about the Sitka State Fair happening this Sunday. at the Expo Center, also known as Harrigan Centennial Hall. Thank you.
Thanks, you, Holly.